colder because the wind had backed into the north and then dropped off, and it was pleasant and sunny on the terrace.
Santiago, the boy said.
Yes, the old man said. He was holding his glass and thinking of many years ago.
Can I go out to get sardines for you for tomorrow?
No.
Go on to play baseball. I can still row, and Rogelio will throw the net.
I would like to go.
If I cannot fish with you, I would like to serve you in some way.
You bought me a beer, the old man said.
You are already a man.
How old was I when you first took me in the boat?
5. And you nearly were killed when I brought the fish in too green and he nearly tore the boat to pieces. Can you remember?
I can remember the tail slapping and banging and the thwart breaking and the noise of the clubbing.
I can remember you throwing me into the bow where the wet cord lines were and feeling the whole boat shiver and the noise of you clubbing him like chopping a tree down and the sweet blood smell all over me.
Can you really remember that, or did I just tell it to you?
I remember everything from when we first went together.
The old man looked at him with his sunburned, confident, loving eyes.
If you were my boy, I'd take you out and gamble, he said. But you were father's and your mother's, and you were in a lucky boat.
May I get the sardines?
I know where I can get 4 baits, too.
I have mine left from today. I put them in salt in the box.
But let me get 4 fresh ones.
1, the old man said.
His hope and his confidence had never gone, but now they were freshening as when the breeze rises.
2, the boy said.
2, the old man agreed.
You didn't steal them.
I would, the boy said, but I bought these.
Thank you, the old man said.
He was too simple to wonder when he had attained humility. But he knew he had attained it, and he knew it was not disgraceful, and it carried no loss of true pride.
Tomorrow is going to be a good day with this current, he said.
Where are you going? The boy asked.
Far out to come in when the wind shifts. I want to be out before it is light.
I'll try to get him to work far out, the boy said. Then if you hook something truly big, we can come to your aid.
He does not like to work too far out.
No, the boy said, but I will see something that he cannot see, such as a bird working, and get him to come out after dolphin.
Are his eyes that bad?
He's almost blind.
It's strange, the old man said.
He never went turtling. That is what kills the eyes.
But you went turtling for years off the Mosquito Coast, and your eyes are good.
I am a strange old man.
But are you strong enough now for a truly big fish?
I think so.
And there are many tricks.
Let us take the stuff home, the boy said, so I can get the cast net and go after the sardines.
They picked up the gear from the boat. The old man carried the mast on his shoulder, and the boy carried the wooden box with the coiled, hard-braided brown lines, the gaff and the harpoon with its shaft. The box with the baits was under the stern of the skiff, along with the club that was used to subdue the big fish when they were brought alongside. No one would steal from the old man, but it was better to take the sail and the heavy lines home, as the dew was bad for them. And, though he was quite sure no local people would steal from him, the old man thought that a gaff and a harpoon were needless temptations to leave in a boat. They walked up the road together to the old man's shack and went in through its open door. The old man leaned the mast with its wrapped sail against the wall, and the boy put the box and the other gear beside it. The mast was nearly as long as the one room of the shack. The shack was made of the tough bud shields of the royal palm, which are called guano, and in it there was a bed, a table, 1 chair, and a place on the dirt floor to cook with charcoal. On the brown walls of the flattened, overlapping leaves of the sturdy-fibered guano, there was a picture in color of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and another of the Virgin of Cobre. These were relics of his wife. Once there had been a tinted photograph of his wife on the wall, but he had taken it down because it made him too lonely to see it, and it was on the shelf in the corner under his clean shirt.
What do you have to eat? The boy asked.
A pot of yellow rice with fish. Do you want some?
No, I will eat at home.
Do you want me to make the fire?
No, I will make it later on.
Or I may eat the rice cold.
May I take the cast net?
Of course. There was no cast net, and the boy remembered when they had sold it. But they went through this fiction every day. There was no pot of yellow rice and fish, and the boy knew this too. 85 is a lucky number, the old man said. How would you like to see me bring one in that dressed out over 1,000 pounds? I'll get the cast net and go for sardines. Will you sit in the sun in the doorway? Yes. I have yesterday's paper, and I will read the baseball. The boy did not know whether yesterday's paper was a fiction, too, but the old man brought it out from under the bed. Pedrico gave it to me at the bodega, he explained. I'll be back when I have the sardines. I'll keep yours and mine together on ice, and we can share them in the morning. When I come back, you can tell me about the baseball. The Yankees cannot lose. But I fear the Indians of Cleveland. Have faith in the Yankees, my son. Think of the great DiMaggio. I fear both the Tigers of Detroit and the Indians of Cleveland. Be careful, or you will fear even the Reds of Cincinnati and the White Sox of Chicago. You study it and tell me when I come back. Do you think we should buy a terminal of the lottery with an 85? Tomorrow is the 85th day. We can do that, the boy said. But what about the 87th of your great record? It could not happen twice. Do you think you can find an 85? I can order one. One sheet. That's $2.50. Who can we borrow that from? Oh, that's easy. I can always borrow $2.50. I think perhaps I can, too. But I try not to borrow. First you borrow, then you beg. Keep warm, old man, the boy said. Remember, we are in September. The month when the great fish come, the old man said. Anyone can be a fisherman in May. I go now for the sardines, the boy said. When the boy came back, the old man was asleep in the chair and the sun was down. The boy took the old army blanket off the bed and spread it over the back of the chair and over the old man's shoulders. They were strange shoulders, still powerful, although very old. And the neck was still strong, too, and the creases did not show so much when the old man was asleep and his head fallen forward. His shirt had been patched so many times that it was like the sail, and the patches were faded to many different shades by the sun. The old man's head was very old, though, and with his eyes closed there was no life in his face. The newspaper lay across his knees, and the weight of his arm held it there in the evening breeze. He was barefooted. The boy left him there, and when he came back, the old man was still asleep. "Wake up, old man," the boy said, and put his hand on one of the old man's knees. The old man opened his eyes, and for a moment he was coming back from a long way away. Then he smiled. "What have you got?" he asked. "Supper," the boy said. "We're going to have supper." "Well, I'm not very hungry." "Come on and eat. You can't fish and not eat." "I have," the old man said, getting up and taking the newspaper and folding it. Then he started to fold the blanket. "Keep the blanket around you," the boy said. "You'll not fish without eating while I'm alive." "Then live a long time and take care of yourself," the old man said. "What are we eating?" "Black beans and rice, fried bananas, and some stew." The boy had brought them in a 2-decker metal container from the terrace. The 2 sets of knives and forks and spoons were in his pocket with a paper napkin wrapped around each set. "Who gave this to you?"
"Martin, the owner."
"I must thank him."
"I thanked him already," the boy said. "You don't need to thank him."
"I'll give him the belly meat of a big fish," the old man said. "Has he done this for us more than once?"
"I think so."
"I must give him something more than the belly meat, then. He is very thoughtful for us. He sent 2 beers.
I like beer in cans best."
"I know, but this is in bottles. Hatui beer. And I take back the bottles."
"That's very kind of you," the old man said.
"Should we eat?"
"I've been asking you to," the boy told him gently. "I have not wished to open the container until you were ready."
"I'm ready now," the old man said. "I only needed time to wash."
Where did you wash, the boy thought. The village water supply was 2 streets down the road. I must have water here for him, the boy thought, and soap and a good towel. Why am I so thoughtless? I must get him another shirt and a jacket for the winter and some sort of shoes and another blanket. Your stew is excellent.